And a fitting piece, and fitting to have applause as we talk about some summer theater ourselves here on Mosaic for this Thursday morning. I'm David Nicholas with you weekdays 9 to noon. And adorned in his tuxedo as new department chair. You're laughing. You're giving me that. It's Steve Berglund, who joins us now in his 33rd year at Central Michigan University and the coordinator for the CMU Summer Theater 2019 productions that open up 1 week from today. And good to have you back as we talk theater. And we can talk about some of this new department status and what it might mean going forward. But the repertory is getting ready to stage at Bush and hit the road once again.
We are. Thank you very much for having me, David. Yes, we're a week from opening. We have two shows that run in repertory. So we do a show Thursday night, and that night after the show we do a changeover, and Friday night we present a completely different show. So I hope that everybody will make arrangements to see both of them, because it's kind of exciting to come to the theater two nights in a row and see two completely different productions.
Do you ever pick these in tandem to ease some of that transition or have some similarities in terms of the set design and the changeover, or especially when you're packing the whole thing up and taking it out on the road, does that ever come into play, or just looking for the uniqueness of what you can pair up? How does that process work?
We have to consider that to a great extent. Paul Collins is our resident scenic and lighting designer, and he has major challenges every year. He does a great job. The shows have to fit and work in three very different spaces. So he has to consider what's available in all of those spaces. And usually what he does is he has to design to accommodate the smallest space, knowing that the smaller set will still work in the larger spaces. But Bush Theater seats almost 500, has a massive stage. Then we go to Beaver Island, which is a 130-seat proscenium theater, completely different feel. And then we go to Whitehall, Michigan, to the theater that used to be the Helmet Playhouse, but is now the Playhouse at Whitehall. They just did a $4 million renovation of this 120-year-old theater, and we're going to be one of the first groups to perform in there. It's going to be really exciting. And so we think very carefully about how they can be designed. Sometimes he's designed things where units will turn around so that we're using the backside of the unit for the other show. But he's really very, very good at designing to fit in all those spaces and make it possible to do those changeovers.
How about the students and your cast and crew adapting to those? Because they're coming from high school settings of varying sizes and varying budgets and so forth from all over Michigan and out of state. So I would imagine some of them have played their experiences in very, very small venues. Maybe some have played in bigger stages. How do you see them when it comes to adapting from one to the other?
Well, that's one of the main values of our summer theater program, is it gives our students, not only our performers, but our technicians, the opportunity to see what it's like to have to adapt performances, have to adapt sound designs, for very different kinds of venues. And it really, it's as professional experience as an undergraduate student can have. And so that's really the value, is what do I have to do differently in this space? Sometimes they're learning new equipment, different light boards, different sound boards. There's very little space backstage at Beaver Island. So the people who run the props have to think very carefully about, okay, how am I going to make these props available to the actors when I don't have all the space that I have in Bush Theater? So it's a learning process, but it's a really valuable learning process.
You still get jitters before opening night?
Oh, every night. Yeah. Every show.
Yeah?
Every show. I start every rehearsal, and I direct a lot of shows, and I start with my cast and say, I expect this is going to be the best production I ever directed. And I expect everybody to follow that lead. It doesn't always happen that way. I'd like to think it does. But at least I want to start there and say, let's see if we can make this the best show that I've ever directed. So, yeah, I get nervous. Yeah, I want things to be good.
Jitters are good.
I think you have to. If you don't have them, I would worry about you. But what good performers and technicians do is they learn how to control that and really channel it into performance so that it doesn't take control of you.
First time I ever did a major part, it was, I mean, I was worried that I wasn't as nervous as I thought I should be. And literally, the orchestra's into the overture. It's Meredith Willson's Music to the Music Man. And suddenly I'm standing there and feeling like there's just this total blank out, like I have forgotten every single line.
Yeah.
And that now I'm just, what am I going to do? And it went fine, but my goodness, what a moment of panic that
can
be.
And really what you have to do is get the first moment, the first line, the first movement. And once that's executed, the rest of it, if you've rehearsed well, the rest of it falls into place. Actors talk about that experience all the time of what it feels like to have done a performance and have it fly by like in 5 minutes, a two-hour performance, and you feel like it was 5 minutes because everything was so well rehearsed and took care of itself, and it's an interesting feeling.
Yeah. Steve Berglund from Central Michigan University's Theater Department is here. He is now department chair, and he is heading up the Summer Theater 2019 productions that open at Bush Theater on the campus of CMU 1 week from today. Comedy always plays well. Of course, some things that are a little bit lighter into the summertime, and you have tapped into a couple of really good ones, Neil Simon and Ken Ludwig. Tell us first about the Neil Simon that opens.
Yeah, Neil Simon, who passed away just within the last year or so. Tough loss for the theater community, but this is one of his classics. California Suite is a story really about four groups of people, their stories being told in the same suite in a hotel. So they check in, and it deals with their challenges in a classic comic Neil Simon way. Still poignant and moving, but very, very funny things happen in this hotel room.
One, because it's, well, a lot of Neil Simon, obviously, that you have done throughout your career. How many times have you had the chance to do this particular show?
I don't recall that we've done this show in the 33 years that I've been here.
So
we've done other Neil Simons,
certainly,
but we haven't done this one yet.
Yeah. And for this, then you've got the cast and crew, and this kind of segues into where we'll go with the idea of all the students taking on different roles. How many of them then are doing parts in both shows? The other one being Ken Ludwig's A Fox on the Fairway.
That's a good question. I think we have a company of 12, and I believe there's three. It could be three or four. I don't remember exactly. Three or four people that are acting in both shows.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are acting in one show, and then they may be running the lights for the other show. They may be acting in one show, and they're head of costumes for the other show, so they have a variety of responsibilities during the run of the shows. During the prep for all the shows, they've done almost everything. They've had the opportunity to be involved in many different things in the costume shop and the scene shop, as it relates to promotion and advertising. So we try to give them some experiences in a lot of different areas.
A valuable experience, certainly, in staging things as you do with these summer theater repertories each year. But again, back to the idea of what experience do they normally come in with? Do you have kids that have done strictly the acting or were strictly the tech and crew types when they come in to be a part of your program and begin their studies? And for some of them, then, is this the first time that they have gotten outside their typical comfort zone at all?
We hope so. That's what I think the university experience should be about, is not doing what you already know how to do, but be challenged to learn new things along the way or improve the skills that you have. That's an interesting question. We have auditions. Everybody auditions for acting roles, and everybody goes through a technical interview with our technical staff. And so then we put a company together. And so it's not the same as just casting a show. We have to put a company together because we want people with diverse backgrounds. I think we have three students in this summer theater company that are not acting at all, that are functioning purely as tech people. So they bring their tech experience. Actors bring their acting experience, but there's always crossover. I tell a story about one of our students just in the last 5 years who was an actress who was cast in a lot of things, who was assigned to do a sound design and run the sound for a production. And she said, I've never done this. We said, that's the point. So she learned to do sound. And in her last 2 years here at Central, she did sound design. She learned to love sound design and did a lot of sound design. I had a one-man show that I took to Chicago and New York, and I asked her to do the sound design for me because she had gotten to that level where she really knew what she was doing. And so it opened up a new door for her, and we hope that's the possibility of summer theater, because they're going to be exposed, like you said, outside their comfort level of doing things that maybe they've never done before or they've had a little experience doing before.
Bush Theater on Thursday, June 20th, will open its door and the curtain will go up on Neil Simon's California Suite. The following evening will be Ken Ludwig's A Fox on the Fairway. And then you bring the Neil Simon back and then the Ken Ludwig back, and then hitting the road for, as you noted, both Beaver Island and White Lake. Steve Berglund joining us here on Mosaic on WCMU. Is 12 a pretty typical number then, or from your experience teaching for the number of years and in various performance things, is for, obviously it's going to depend on the show, but to stage something like this, do you find that 12 to 15, is there a typical number that you're looking for, or does that depend on the show? How does that planning go in?
It's almost an absolute number. 12 is the number. I know that in the past we've done seasons where we've had 11. I think there was one season or two where we've had 13, but we figure 12. But that means when we select productions, we have to be very careful about the number of actors that are involved, because you have to have actors for the roles in the show, but you have to have a soundboard operator, you have to have a lightboard operator, you have to have a prop master. And so there are certain things that have to be done backstage. So generally the shows we'll have a cast of 5 to 7. We can't go any larger than that, because then we don't have enough people to do all the other work that has to be done. Smaller than that, and we're not creating enough opportunities. So most of the time it's 5 to 7, and the company size is 12. It's been pretty standard.
Cecil B. DeMille, then you're not casting, like, you know, 25 gazillion people or something.
Well, when you look at the logistics of the tour, it becomes very complicated.
That's right.
Hotel rooms. We have to load everything into a rental truck, and we have to take the truck on the ferry to get to Beaver Island. So we have to take the entire company, the truck with both shows, everything for both shows, on a truck and take it to Beaver Island. And so there are real logistical challenges.
And 2 boxes of cookies.
And some cookies, yeah.
That's right.
Always have to have cookies. They usually stay in my car. But
I can't imagine why. That's one of the sacrifice for the students that you're willing to make is keeping the cookies with you. Steve Berglund is the director of Ken Ludwig's Fox on the Fairway, which is one of the two productions in CMU's Summer Theater 29. Again, the Neil Simon production of California Suite opens next Thursday at Bush Theater on the CMU campus, and that is followed by the Ludwig play. Ken Ludwig, not as familiar a name as perhaps Neil Simon, but I know at least enough, and I've seen a few of the shows, and it just seems like farce would be, maybe, if you had to sum it up in one word, is that a good choice?
Yes, sir. That's exactly right. And Ken Ludwig is really, I don't want to compare them in terms of quality and longevity, but Ken Ludwig is the current Neil Simon. He's produced everywhere. He writes almost all comedies, fairly broadly defined, and A Fox on the Fairway is a big, broad, physical farce of a comedy about what goes on at a sort of high-end country club golf course. And there's an annual battle between two country clubs. Their golf teams play against each other, and there's love and intrigue, and It's great fun.
Maybe one or two things that don't go as planned, probably.
Oh, yeah. There's several things that don't go as planned.
Well, something that's going, I'm certainly hoping for your sake and all that it's going as well as you had hoped, is this transition. And we noted this at the beginning, Steve, is your transition into serving as not only the department chair, but emerging now as your own department on the CMU campus. Tell us about this and some of the reorganization that's gone on.
It's really an exciting time for us. As of July 1st, we will be the Department of Theater and Dance. For many years, we were part of the Department of Communication and Dramatic Arts, and historically, broadcasting was actually a part of that department many years ago, and they broke off and became their own department. And now communication is becoming its own department, and theater and dance is its own department. It's an exciting time for us. Some of it is subtle. Some of it is more obvious in terms of just where we're housed. But I think we'll have more control over our own destiny in terms of our academic programs and our co-curricular programs, university theater productions. And so we're really excited about the change. It's been a very amicable change. I work regularly with Michael Papa, who's the chair of communication, and it's working out great in terms of the separation of assets, technically. And
you said it is likely, we were saying this before we went on here this morning, that it's probably going to mean for those that do so much of the looking ahead when it comes to finding things online that you'll obviously be now in a little bit more of a standalone kind of situation, might make some of the people that are looking ahead as we would then too to the 2019-2020 season of being able to find out what you're all up to.
I think so. I think instead of being a combined department, we'll be easier to find, we'll be easier to access. They'll have a better sense of who to contact about certain questions, whether it's auditioning for academic programs, whether it's information about university theater productions or studio theater productions. I just think it's going to make us more visible, more accessible, and we're really excited about it.
These two productions, Neil Simon's California Suite and Ken Ludwig's Fox in the Fairway, when they finish their repertory summer theater run at Busch Theater, then head to performances on Beaver Island in July, right after the holiday, and then to the Playhouse at White Lake on July 12 and 13, we should say, there in White Lake. And then these will come back as the opening to the fall season as the new academic year picks up. And then we look to other productions that will include another production that you are directing entitled Miss Julie, and also a production of Ragtime, Thornton Wilder's Our Town, the annual, of course, University Theater Dance Company, and much more. Is the prep or the planning for that any different now with the changeover in the way the department is now going to be its own thing?
No, not really. University Theater has been fairly autonomous in the past. I served as the director of university theater for many years, and so I was in charge of overseeing season selection, budgeting, scheduling, and that hasn't changed. I'm still doing that as part of my duties as the chair of the department. So that hasn't changed in terms of how we put our seasons together. What's changed a little bit in the last 3-4 years is that we've made a more conscious effort in terms of genre selection, so that our students are exposed to a wider variety of kinds of shows that we do. We want our audiences to be exposed to different kinds of productions as well. And if you look at that, we always have our shows come back from the summer to open the season, so we always have some comedy right away. And what's great for us that's maybe different than other institutions is we're able to offer our students productions the second week of classes. We don't have to wait 4, 5, 6 weeks to rehearse and build new productions. We remount these productions. And it's great for our incoming theater students to see what we do. And it's great for our audiences to have something that early in the semester as well. But if you look at that season, you know, there's a 19th century production early on, Miss Julie, and then there's we have Our Town, which is an American classic, Ragtime, which is a classic musical, and Punk Rock, which is a very new play. It's a really a challenge. It will challenge audiences and will challenge our students in terms of contemporary content, in terms of what it's like to survive as an adolescent, as a high school student, in tough times. And so it's a really interesting, challenging play. So there's a pretty wide variety of kinds of shows that people have the opportunity to see.
All of that in the upcoming season through Central Michigan University Theater, and then launching, as Steve Berglund said, with the two productions that are going to be in the Repertory Theater that launches 1 week from today. Now, all the information is at cmich.edu/ticketcentral. Also, the number 989-774-3045. Is that the best place to start? Are there other numbers that people should be calling if they're catching us and want to be finding out about the productions either on Beaver Island or those that may be listening with us online that are looking to go to the productions at White Lake? Or should it all start at Ticket Central? What's the best thing to do?
Ticket Central is the best place to get information if you're coming to see the shows here on the CMU campus. Better to go to the theater and dance website if you want information about connecting with Beaver Island and the Playhouse in Whitehall. We don't handle the ticket sales there. They handle their own ticket sales, but we're linked to them so that people can get all the information they need about dates and times.
Good gateway then. So, well, thank you so much. And well, obviously the traditional thing is to say, break a leg, don't break a lug nut on the truck if it's got loaded up, and remember to pack the cookies.
I guess that
may be the most important.
Somebody has to
detail.
Be in charge, and the cookies are at the top.
Exactly.
Of the list.
Taking one for the team and leading by example. That's so good. Thanks so much, Steve. And congratulations on yet another season and this now new tenure as department chair. The status as the CMU Department of Theater and Dance. Lots of excitement heading into 2019, and it all kicks off. Curtain goes up on Neil Simon's California Suite 1 week from tonight. That is at 7:30 at CMU's Bush Theater. Again, cmich.edu/ticketcentral for all of the information.
Thank you very much,
yes.
David. It was a pleasure.
All right. Remember the cookies.
Yes, sir.